Okay, just to follow up on our discussion about when one begins to wear a talis, Isaac and Yaakov both had a couple different questions. Exactly, we know that people put the talis over their head, so we wanted to know when does one do a tifas rosh? And then Yaakov also asked, why do some places the chazan is asked to wear a talis, sometimes per marav the chazan doesn't wear a talis? So we'll just discuss a couple more inyanim with regards to wearing a talis. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the atifa of a talis. There's a discussion whether a person does atifas rosh or just atifas guf with their talis. Do they cover their whole entire body or their whole entire body and their head? He has a lashon of pamim b'kisei harosh, pamim b'gilei harosh. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that even though the bracha on a talis is lehis atef batzitzis, which seems to imply wrapping it and not just around your body, but even to do what Chazal referred to as atifas yishme'ilim, which almost is like wrapping like a headscarf around your head. The Mishnah Berurah says, kisei guf l'chudei heve ituf. Wrapping it around your body is sufficient, and that's considered an ituf. V'hu ikar ituf. And not only is it sufficient, that seems to be the ikar ituf. Now, that being said, the end of the se'if, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, again, this is in Siman Ches, v'nachon shi'echase rosho b'talas. It's really proper and correct to cover your head, to wrap your head with the talas as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet says a person who wears a talis, so it humbles a person. It's a great way to be machnia oneself. When we stand before a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right, we need to make sure that we're machnia ourselves, we humble ourselves, and we veal ide Yerushimayim. The Mishnah Berurah says not only does it humble us, but also brings us, it helps cultivate a sense of Yerushimayim. Now the Bach is quoted as saying that we should really wear it over our heads for the entire tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we should at the very least wear it over our heads for kedei hiluch dalad amos. Maybe you'll see some of the guys in Minyan and Shul, some of your Bamer or at home, I guess, any married person who's wearing a talis, they, after they, you know, make the bracha, they put it on and they kind of wrap it around their head to swing it over their shoulder. That's that ituf harosh, yatifas yishme'ilim. The Mishnah Berurah says to do that at least for the amount of time it takes to walk for amos. But the Elyar Rabbah and others point out that really you should have it over your head for the entire tefillah, for the duration of tefillah. So what's that based on? So Rav Baruch Simon, I'm not sure if you've heard of him, at least not yet, he gives, he actually Skypes into the Kolo every once in a while and gives the guys chaburas, but he's a Rosh Yeshiva in YU. He actually, when I first got to YU, I was post-Pesach after I spent time in Yeshiva in Israel, and I was in Rav Simon Shir post-Pesach. It was awesome, it was really geshmak. We learned the sugyas of Gerus, and it was awesome to spend time in Yeshiva, and I had a great relationship throughout the rest of my time in YU, and when he Skypes into the Kolo too. But he points out in a Sefer, he has a Sefer on Minhagim. So in Perek Yud Gimel, in that Sefer, he discusses Inyane Talis, and specifically Atifas Rosh for Talis. And he says, perhaps the idea to wrap yourself in a Talis and to do Atifas Rosh specifically for Tefillah is based on the Pasuk Tehillim, Tefillah La'ani Ki Ya'atof Lefnei Hashem Yishvoch Sicho. That we should be like an Ani before a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We should humble ourselves before a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the Zohar says that this is the ikur of tefillah. The most important part about tefillah is to make sure that we subjugate ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to feel as if we're aniyim, and that we mamish need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, like the Mishnah Berurah had quoted, that ituf, the wrapping of the talis, surrounding yourself in a talis, cultivates this sense of hachnas halev. It cultivates a sense of humility, and that in turn helps us reach a place of tefillah sa'ani. But if we were being honest, if we looked at that Bach that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, so the Bach tells us that it's really the derech, it's only for tsinuim, meaning it seems to be for special individuals, people who may be a little bit more careful, but it doesn't seem to be me'ikr hadin, it doesn't seem to be for everyone else to do. Now, Rav Soloveitchik held, and again, this is quoted in Nefesh HaRav, another one of the Sfarim that Rav Shechter wrote. So he says that Atifa should be from Baruch Hu in honor, or really from Kaddish. He holds that it should be done for any sort of Davar Shebik Dusha. Anytime we're answering Davar Shebik Dusha, we need to have the talis over our heads. So why is that? Where does that come from? So Rav Shechter explained, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. And the Gemara, this is a relatively well-known Gemara, the Gemara talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol wrapped himself in a talis, kishliach tzibor, and showed Moshe Rabbeinu seder tefillah. So Hashem wrapped himself in a talis, and so to speak, showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven. So we see from there, he was saying the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The assumption is that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are Dvarim Shebikdusha. And then we have a precedent that the Atifa, the putting the talus over our heads, is specifically for Dvarim Shebikdusha. Okay, you might parenthetically ask, or Simon pointed out, that maybe it's only for the Chazan, because Hashem acted as the Shliach Tzibur, the Gemara says, and maybe it's only for Slichos, Yod Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and not necessarily for all Dvarim Shebikdusha. But we see we have another precedent, we have other Makoros that support the need to put the talus over our heads for Shemona Esrei. The Rambam says that it's the Derech L'Chachamim U'L'Talmidehim. So for Chachamim and Talmidim to wrap, to do Atifas Rosh, to put the talus over their heads for Tefillah, for Shemona Esrei, it seems like. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Sadi Aleph, Si'if Vav. And again, you could be medayik in the Rambam that this halacha seems to be a midas chasidus for talmidei chachamim and their talmidim to daven with atifa. And this is really based on the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chav Tes. It says, an adam gadol pori sudar al rosho. An adam gadol, a great person, puts it over his head. He's the one who puts the talus over his head. Now, what about for everybody else, though? Maybe that's just for talmidei chachamim, and adam chashuv and adam gadol. The Chai Adam tells us, and maybe you've heard this from some of your rebbeim, that the Chai Adam says that you need to dress like you're about to go daven in front of an important person. Don't daven in pajamas, don't daven in sandals, assuming that's not the norm in the place. You shouldn't be wearing workout clothing, anything like that, but you should dress in a bakabadika fashion when you go to daven. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this lahalacha. The challenge with this is that it's very ambiguous. You know, times change, and the dress code, the norms, what people wear, change. So you might argue that we don't have to do Atifas Rosh, we don't have to do anything like that, we don't have to dress in a that type of way. But the Taz gives us an additional reason why we should cover our heads for Shemona Esrei, and that's for Kvot Shemayim. Meaning, there's Hashraas Hashchina when we daven, and when we experience Hashraas Hashchina, so just like when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, you shouldn't really be staring at the Kohanim. And why is that? The poskim explain it's because there's an idea that there's a real Hashraas Hashchina and you shouldn't be staring at it. So too, when it comes to Shemona Esrei, we should also try to cover ourselves and not look, not stare at the Hashraas Hashchina. So that's another reason why we should be doing Atifas Rosh for Shemona Esrei. So what about, and now this goes back to the previous topic we spoke about, but what about someone who isn't married? Okay, so maybe it's the minog for people to cover their heads for, let's say, Baruch Hu and An, or even the entire thing, right? But that's generally fine for married people. What about people who are not married yet? So the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis quotes a story about Rav Hamnuna. They were talking about Rav Hamnuna, and they said, oh, he's an Adam Gadol. Rav Chista was telling Rav Huna that Rav Hamnuna was an Adam Gadol. So I said, okay, I got to see who this guy is. Next time Rav Hamnuna came, so Rav Huna, they were kind of shocked. In my time, alo pre-sas sudra, why aren't you covering your head? And he answered, well, I'm not married yet. And the Magen Avraham learns from there that an unmarried man shouldn't cover his head with a talus. So that's an interesting thing, and that seems to be the minhag also, that a non-married, an unmarried man who wears a talus doesn't do Atifas Rosh for tefillah. I'm not sure what the Sephardi custom is. I think it's the same, but I don't remember. I don't know, I didn't see it. Yaakov asked, what about places where they make the chazan wear a talus? So when I asked my father-in-law, Rabbi Pero, he thought there are two reasons. There's kavod hatzibor, and also the practical reason that not everybody has a beged elyo, not everybody is dressed in the best way for tefillah, whether that means a jacket or a special, you know, beged for tefillah. So to have a standard of propriety for tefillah, for davening, right? Some shuls, you might see that they have a jacket. I know in Teaneck, in a couple of the shuls where I grew up, they have jackets in the coat room, you know, in a bunch of different sizes. So anyone who's davening for the Amid wears a jacket for Maariv. But again, you have some sort of standard, so you don't embarrass anybody, whether a person has a jacket or not, whether a person has a beged elyon for tefillah or not. Everyone should be wearing the talus, and that's kind of a way to make it uniform. Rav Simon, again, in his sefer, pointed out that one of the Rashi Yeshiva, Rav David Lifshitz, Zatzal, would tell the single guys davening for the Amud to also cover their heads for tefillah. And Rav Simon says this is presumably to give, again, a sense of kavod for the tefillah as well, and give kavod for the tzibor. The assumption was, explained Rav Simon, that there are people who are not talmidei chachamim who cover their heads, and if you're going to be the shliach tzibor, you should also cover your head, and again, to give kavod for the tzibor. Rav Simon concluded his essay with, I think, a very important point, And I just wanted to mention it. Rav Simon said that there are many, many minhagim that are related to Atifas Rosh for a talis, but he says the ikr, acha ikr hu, shkol inyan ha'atifa ino lihit pa'er bekavod atmo ubitzid kaso. The whole purpose of wearing a talis is not, and wearing the talis over your head, is not to make yourself look great and not for any sort of kavod for yourself, elo lahachnia atmo klape kutsha brich, kizet hafkir adam ba'olam. The whole purpose is to humble yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize He is the one we are davening to, the one we are asking Him for all of our needs. We depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that needs to be the ultimate gain. That needs to be the ultimate objective and thing we have in our minds throughout the course of our tefillah. And that's really the goal of the talis, to help us be machnia, to help humble ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu.